Fog is present across portions of the northern plains. That usually means a change in atmospheric temperatures is underway, and hopefully we'll see warmer weather this weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We don't have fog everywhere, but it's in quite a few locations. We have a lot of cloud cover around, though, and the temperatures this hour running mostly in the upper teens into the 20s, coldest in Minnesota and eastern portions of South Dakota. The temperatures are warmest out to the west, and we have temperatures in the 30s already around the Black Hills region and extending over towards Phillips, South Dakota. Well, the forecast here for this weekend is still quite favorable for most of our region. We're not expecting to see much adversity take place. There will be a chance for some late weekend precipitation, however, and that'll probably be the focus of everyone's interest. We do have a frontal system that will be marching into the region on Sunday afternoon, and really it's going to be more like Sunday night. This is a little bit of a delay over the previous forecast that we put out, and so the precipitation is most likely going to hold off until sometime on Monday or very late Sunday night. We'll see the precipitation beginning across the heart of the Dakotas first, and then working its way into Minnesota. This event, though, does not have a great deal of moisture in the atmosphere to work with. So we're looking at a dusting to an inch of snow, and that's about the extent of it, and it will not be very well distributed. So some folks will see it and some will not. We do expect the northern half to two-thirds of Minnesota to be involved with this, and also the northern and eastern parts of North Dakota. Precipitation elsewhere is likely to be much more sporadic and mostly insignificant. Now, another disturbance will come along on Tuesday that will also bring a chance for some very light snowfall to the region. But once again, the moisture in the atmosphere will be limited because of a larger storm that will be moving through the central U.S. plains and portions of the Midwest. That storm system will block moisture from reaching our area. So on Tuesday, going into Wednesday, we'll look for a dusting of snow across the area once again. Most of the precipitation just will not be very significant. This, too, is a reduction in the forecast from this morning. Now, we do expect to see the temperature staying fairly nice until the end of next week, or at least the second half of next week, and then colder air will begin to push into the region, and we will get some better organized snowfall to occur just as that colder air arrives. Until then, though, temperatures are going to be running mostly in the 20s quite a bit this weekend. We'll see some 30-degree readings near the Missouri River, and we'll expect nighttime lows to be mostly single digits and teens. Now, we will fall back a little bit with cooler temperatures showing up once in a while, but mostly with these snow events during the early part of next week, at which time some teens and 20s will occur for highs. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.